This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklyn's Radio.
We'd now like to welcome Megan Dejac from Action for Children. Could I start by asking you how you became involved in Action for Children and how long you've been there?
So, yes, hi.
Hi, welcome.
Thank you. I have been with Action for Children for 2 years now. I'm the Surrey fundraiser, and I first started, well, I got into the role by, I did disability studies at university, so I was very focused in disabled children and adults and helping to support them in their lives. I then worked throughout the care industry, and then I decided that I wanted to take a step back, really, from the front line and fundraise instead and help them get the income and the funds so that they could enjoy life independently.
So did your experience from your studies lend you, put you in a good position to know where to begin the role as a fundraiser? Because I understand that can be quite challenging.
Yes, well, Action for Children supports a lot of different people, usually fostering and adoption or young carers, but we do actually have 2 disability residential centres in Surrey, so it did really help with that. And when I went in to go and have a look around the centres, and when I take our supporters in for a tour around the centres, it's always good to have a knowledge about the background of what our disability centres do in the first place, which has helped a lot within my role.
So looking at your website, there are certain areas, aren't there, of expertise that you have. So those are helping disadvantaged children, supporting families and fostering and adoption. So
yes,
quite varied areas to focus on. And in your fundraising, does that cover all aspects of the charity?
Yes, so across the UK we support over 300,000 children, young people and their families, and this is through 600 services. And like you just said, we have fostering and adoption, we have young carers support, disability support, youth housing, and we're also running a lot of mental health programmes out through schools at the moment as well. So my fundraising, what I do is I work with people who want to support Action for Children who live in the Surrey area, and their funds go towards all the services we support, really, across the UK.
One thing I noticed, which I think is absolutely brilliant, is that 92 pence of every pound goes towards the children's and their families.
Yes,
which is pretty impressive for a charity. How do you maintain that? Is that purely through fundraising then, and sponsorships, or?
Yeah, so purely through fundraising. This can be as fundraising. I'm a community fundraiser, so I work with a lot of churches or individuals who want to do a sponsored race or a bake sale or things like that. So it can be as every donation matters. It can be as small as a £20, £10 donation, all the way through to, we have a new partnership with Royal Mail, who are hoping to raise in the millions of pounds for us. So that's how it's funded. We're very conscious on the 92 pence to a pound ratio. Is our founder, Sir Thomas Bowman Stevenson, it's our 150th birthday this year. So back 150 years ago, he walked past some 2 young homeless boys on the streets of Waterloo, and he paid them the respects of listening to their stories. And then that's when he first created the first children's home, and back then it was called the National Children's Home, NCH. So we're very conscious on making sure that we do everything for the children and the young people, rather than putting our money into so much advertisement and things like that. So we've got the children's needs at our hearts, and of the charity.
And that's how it should be, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Gosh, hard work, I should think. You must. Mm-hmm. Who would you ideally look for if you could look for people that would be able to help you? Apart from the people that fundraise, what sort of groups of people would you really love to get in touch with, or love to get in touch with you?
Really, local corporates, so that can range from solicitors, estate agents, through to small business owners. That's really good because we provide really good team building events that they can get involved in, and supporting a local charity, they can find out more about our services in their local area as well. And the funds really do help, and if we have a charity of the year as such, we can work together in partnership with those corporates, local corporates, and really get the donations and funds that do really help our children.
So is it looking for businesses who maybe have a nominated charity for a specific length of time, you try and get in front of them to get their support? Would that be accurate?
Yes.
And how do you go about getting a foot in the door?
So
sometimes
it is literally myself going into the front door of a solicitor's or an estate agent's or a shop and just introducing myself and saying we'd love to be a partnership charity. Obviously it's quite difficult to be able to walk into every single company and do that, so I try to call a few times or make an application online, but coming on the radio station like this, it's great if people know of a company who might be looking for a charity if they want to pass the details on.
Yeah, absolutely. There's new companies all the time, and also charities move on.
Yes.
And I should think there are endless opportunities. It's just, I guess, sifting them out, isn't it? That must be very hard, because there are a lot of charities out there. But I think, you know, the charity, anything to do with children, people do tend to notice, don't they?
Exactly, yeah. And do you get, I know with a lot of charities, they do have places, for example, in the London Marathon. Would you have an allocation of places for runners to show their support through that means?
Yes, so we did have places in the London Marathon. They are full, luckily, now.
Fantastic.
We are asking if anyone has their own place in the ballots, if they would like to run for Action for Children. That would be great. We also have places in the Hampton Half Marathon. That's on the 17th of March, and we are doing a free registration fee for that as well. So they get their place for free, and we just ask a small sponsorship if they run with us. And we also have places in the Prudential Ride London as well. So that's a very big riding event coming up, I know, that a lot of people would be interested in. So,
So if anybody were out there listening and they wanted to support any of those activities, can they find that information on your website?
Yes, they can go to Action for Children, and if they go to support us and down to fundraising events, all of our fundraising events that they can get involved in will be displayed there. If not, they can contact me through my email address, which is megan.dudziak, which is DUDZIAK, at actionforchildren.org.uk.
Right, that's brilliant.
I just wanted to ask you something about, I met somebody else from Action for Children in another area, and they were doing some wonderful things, which I know you do too, but they were collecting items, I think, for the children, so that they would have, because you do lots of different things, so that they would have Christmas presents. And all of those things, which is incredible. How do you find that information? Is that all on the website, or do you do that as it comes up?
Yes, we tend to do that around Christmas time. Or Easter time, we collect Easter eggs, things like that. So our disability residential centres here in Surrey, there's one just down the road in Kingston called Warren Park. They have a short break service where children can come and go for weekends or a week, but then next to the short breaks is the residential service, and this is where young people stay there for permanent. So they're there 24-hour care from a year to 5-6 years, depending on how long they need to be there. And some of these young people do not have any family members at all, so the donations we get from presents or Easter eggs, and a lot of the funding, the donations we get, actually go to buy the children a present at Christmas, which could be their only one, really. So it's really nice.
So amazing. You're specifically involved in the fundraising aspects. Have you got any big successes that you've had, anything that you can share with us that you're quite proud of?
Yes, so recently I was involved with the University of Surrey, and students on the business course there, they worked with us to get they really wanted to help fund Action for Children, especially Warren Park, and Warren Park wanting to create a sensory splash park in their back garden so that the children can access water and water play. And the students at Surrey Business School actually contacted lots of businesses in Guildford and Kingston, and they managed to, and a lot of crowdfunding as well, and they managed to raise over £3,000 for us, which was brilliant. So it was really nice that the students actually did that as part of their degree as well for us, which was really, really good.
And you're very young yourself, but that's so lovely coming from the young people and a community project. Money must come from all sorts of different areas and means. It must surprise you sometimes when you know, have you had any unusual contributions from an unusual form, I suppose? Or
yes, we actually had. We're highly supported by the Methodist Church because our founder was a Methodist minister. So one of our Methodist supporters decided to celebrate their 90th birthday by doing a skydive and raised money through that. So that was really, really exciting and interesting. And they raised lots of money. It was a few years ago now, I can't remember the exact amount, but that is the most interesting way of fundraising, which is brilliant.
And brave.
Very brave, very brave. I don't think I would dare do a skydive. So at 90 years old, it's fantastic.
So are there any future plans that the charity or yourself are working on that you'd like to share with the people listening?
Yes, so like I said previously, it's our 150th birthday this year, and we are asking people to take on a challenge for that to support us, and this could be either walking or running 150 miles in a month, say, or selling 150 cakes at a bake sale or anything like that. I've decided to take on a challenge myself and to try and find 150 supporters to raise £150 each. So that will be before, I'm trying to do that before our exact birthday in July, so it will be quite a challenge, but
so you've got a few months to get. What date in July are you working towards?
The second Sunday in July, which I believe is the 7th.
7th of July.
Yes.
So that's so creative. It's allowing people to raise funds creatively. That's so brilliant. Megan, we're running out of time again. I'm so sorry. But it's been brilliant. Again, we could go on talking to you for ages. So we've come to the end of our chat. So it just remains for me to ask if you have any particular advice you might like to share with our listeners, particularly anyone who's looking to support or work for a local charity, and how can they help?
So I think the key thing, especially about supporting a charity and fundraising, is not by directly asking someone to donate money. like we've discussed, it's about doing something fun, interesting, taking on a challenge to support the charity and create awareness for the charity. If people down the road know that you're doing a run for Action for Children, just getting the Action for Children name out there really helps the charity as well. And it's always great to contact your local fundraiser, because, say myself, if you're in Surrey, if you want to contact me, I can give you lots of information about what we do locally to you, as well as UK-wide. There's lots of volunteering opportunities available, and if you wanted to work for us as well, I can give details.
Could you just remind our listeners of your contact details again?
Yes.
Please, so they can get in touch.
So my name's Megan Dudjack. My mobile is 07702442843, and my email address is megan.dudjack, which is Dudzik, at actionforchildren.org.uk.
That's brilliant, and I'm hoping that our listeners will get in touch with you. Thank you, Megan, for coming on to the show. It's been lovely, and we'd love to have you back on again in the future.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklands Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklandsradio.co.uk, or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklands Radio. Just Women is just what you need.